With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Accusing Maine of violating the federal Title IX statute, the Justice Department is hauling the state into court. Maine is targeted for refusing to ban transgender athletes from girls and women's sports.
This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety. I've met many of these women throughout the past weeks and months, and what they have been through is horrific.
Attorney General Pam Bondi, a presidential executive order, bars transgender athletes from girls and women's sports. A federal judge ordering sworn testimony by Trump officials about efforts to return an illegal alien who was mistakenly deported to his native El Salvador.
In a Tuesday hearing, the Maryland judge said Trump officials defied a Supreme Court order to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The U.S. and Salvadoran governments each said they were unable to bring back the man, but the judge dismissed those statements as two very misguided ships passing in the night. The Trump administration claims Abrego Garcia is in the MS-13 gang, but his attorneys deny the allegations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, some discouraging news for Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer. In a new survey, comes amid speculation he could be primary.
More than half of respondents to a new Marist poll of New Yorkers say it's time for Schumer to give up the role of Senate Minority Leader and pass the torch to somebody new. 45% said the 74-year-old Schumer should remain in the position. Among Democrats, about half say Schumer should remain in his current role. 48% say it's time for him to pass the torch. Schumer has faced growing criticism from within his own party for not doing more to oppose President Trump and the GOP majority. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 168 points. This is SRN News. New poll asks parents about faith and their kids.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 42% of moms and dads with children under the age of 18 pray or read the Bible with them on a regular basis. 34% of parents say they send their youngsters to Sunday school or some other kind of religious education program. And 17% of American moms and dads have placed their kids in Christian schools or are homeschooling them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study has found that fewer women cross state lines for abortions in 2024 than the previous year. One reason is likely the increasing use of abortion pills. The Guttmacher Institute has found that the number of abortions in states where they're legal increased by less than 1% last year, and the number of women crossing state lines to get them dropped by about 9%. State-level numbers changed far more dramatically in places where bans took effect or had been lifted. This is SRN News. The 46th president returns to the podium to criticize his successor.
Not surprisingly, former President Joe Biden pines for the good old days.
This new administration has made so much, done so much damage and so much destruction.
On a day designated by Democrats as Social Security Day of Action, Mr. Biden mischaracterized the Trump administration's exposure of fraud within the program.
They've taken a hatchet to the Social Security Administration.
Prior to the speech, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt disputed Democrat attacks.
President Trump is absolutely certain about protecting Social Security benefits for law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens and seniors who have paid into this program.
George Williams, Washington.
TV game show host Wink Martindale has died. The host of shows including Gambit and Tic-Tac-Toe was 91. He had battled lymphoma for about a year. More details, SRNNews.com.